Pesach is Baruch Hashem upon us. In 2 weeks, Mr. Hashem will be getting ready for the Seder. So I want to take a break from our study of Pirkei Avos just to get ready a little bit for this Yontiv and frame the discussion a little bit tonight as we will continue learning many of the halachas and getting ready. When one begins to prepare for Pesach, the first thing that we're struck with is the convergence of halacha and agadita in our preparations. There are so many halachas to go over to get ready for the Yontiv. The idea of Shloshim Yom Kodim HaChag, 30 days before the Yontiv, to be darshan, Vehilchos HaChag, to prepare all of the laws of the Yontiv, was said specifically by Pesach. There's discussion in the poskim whether or not it would apply to the other Yom Tovim, but for sure, for Pesach, all that goes into cleaning the house and kashering the house. There's so much halacha about baking matzah, which we, Baruch Hashem, generally just buy our matzah, we don't have to deal with. But the halachas then of the Seder are complicated. There's a great number of the halachas. And then at the actual Seder, after all this preparation of halacha and halacha and halacha, and making sure that the Seder is done correctly, then you have the actual Seder, which is all about a goddess. It's about a story. It's about drushas that Chazal tell us about the Yitzias Mitzrayim. And you have this convergence of a lot of halacha and preparation, and then the agadita, the story that's actually told as the culmination of all of that halacha. Rav Shlomo Goldiz, who's sixth yartzeit, is right around this time of year, right before Pesach, so he wrote a sefer on chinuch, on raising children, that he called Zriyu Binyan, idea of planting and building. There are two different ideas that he writes when it comes to raising our children. There's the building of the children, the idea that we give structure. There are lots of rules and regulations and guidance that we give to create a form in which allows the children to grow, and then they need to flower themselves. They grow. Building is something that we do artificially. Then you have the natural flowering of from within structure. Then you have you can have the flowering of the individual person, the pneumius, of the essence of the person. Once you give them the context in which they can do that, so then the essence of it, I can't do that for my child, obviously my child has to do that, but I can create a context that would allow for the flowering of the child. He wrote an entire sefer that was about 30 seconds, much more complicated than that, but the idea of the convergence. He writes, when it comes to Pesach, there's a similar idea, the idea of halacha and agadita. Halacha creates the structure for a Jew. A Jew has to have borders, he has to have guidelines, he has to know how to live his life. And halacha dictates every single moment, from the moment we wake up to the moment we go to sleep, throughout our entire life. Halacha gives us a place, a structure, a context, how to live. Through that halacha, then we have agadita, we have Chazal telling us how to live within that, the flowering of the person, the development of the person, the essence of the person, the pneumius of the person, through understanding agadita. Pirkei Avos that we've been studying is one of those essence, but you have many other applications of that, in which Chazal, through not halacha, but through more of their agadita, the stories that they tell, the different aspects within the Gemara, and then within, specifically Pesach, the Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim, that we have the understanding of what Chazal wants us to have within the structure of the Seder. And he writes in the idea, we have a month of preparation of the halacha of Pesach. Tremendous amounts of halachas that have to be studied to understand to make a yontif correctly. From the days leading up to the Seder, and then after Seder itself, making sure that the Seder is done, kedas v'chadin, al pi halacha, one can be very, very busy making sure that that happens. But if one does so correctly, they've now provided the context through which the Seder, at the Seder, the sipur of the Yetzias Mitzrayim, as you tell the story within that context that's been created, within that structure, then that creates ki'ilu hu yosemi Mitzrayim. Each person feels as if they left, and they feel the simcha of that which the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to feel as having been taken out of Mitzrayim, being an am that's with cheiros, with freedom, and the am Hashem is created through the sipur. But if you leave out the halacha and all the preparation, and you just sit down to the story lacks that necessary structure of the Jew that's given through the halacha. And the halacha, of course, needs the story at the end. And the two together create the Yom Tov of Pesach, in which a Jew feels bound by the guidelines of halacha, and then through the story that's told, understands that which Chazal wants us to have, what the Torah wants us to have, through that story to develop as the Am Hashem through this Yom Tov of Pesach. And when Mirtz Hashem starts that preparation through a little bit of agadah, a little bit of halacha over the next 2 weeks through this forum to be able to get ready for this very kodesh yontiv of Pesach.